This year, the Hubble Space Telescope discovered the farthest known supernova at a distance of 10 billion light years. Yet, we can't find the guy who kidnapped Cal Ripken's mother. This year, British scientists used DNA evidence to confirm a skeleton is medieval King Richard III. In Maryland, we're still trying to figure out if the guy who kidnapped Vi Ripken had a grudge against the family or was just clueless that he had abducted Baltimore royalty. The Ripken story has stunk from the beginning. I can't identify the stink. It's just there. It's been more than a year since the abduction, and for 1 year the reward to catch the bad guy was a measly $2,000, which made absolutely no sense. Now, more than a year after the crime, the reward has finally risen to $100,000. Will this really attract new leads? Or is it too little, too late? After all, the kidnapper has had a year to disappear. By now, he could be in Mexico. Thursday's news conference did not shed new light on the case. Even with pictures and video of the kidnapper, neither Aberdeen police nor the FBI has been able to solve the mystery. Sheriff John Walsh from America's Most Wanted was brought in to talk tough. He used intimidating words like creep and dirtbag. Despite Walsh's terrifying tone, I have a hunch scientists will find a cure for cancer before Vi Ripken's kidnapper is caught. My hunch is based on the inexplicable stink that has surrounded this case from the beginning. I'm Josh Spiegel for Maryland's News Now.